This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
If that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
McMonagle here with you on the fan on this Monday morning. We've got Alex on the other side. We're taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019 for the next 3 hours until 5 o'clock. And only the Giants. We'll get to the Jets. We know how miserable they are. We know how awful they are as they got spanked by the New Orleans Saints. And whether or not this coaching staff, it's not outrageous to think they should move on from Glenn. We'll get to that. But only the Giants can somehow do exactly what I want them to do and piss me off all at the same time. Both these teams can do it. It's so disgusting, both of these teams. But you know what? I should be happy, right? I'm a tanker. I want them to lose. I like the prospect of the Giants having the number one pick and the Jets getting as high up in the draft as possible so that they can make a great trade that rises them both up. I've been talking about it for a week. We've all been talking about it, how important it is. I want them to lose these games. So, like, the final outcome of both of these games, but let's specifically get to the Giants here first. We'll get to the Jets. Specifically, the outcome of the game is what I wanted. I wanted the Giants to lose. I want the Giants to lose this coming week against the Raiders. Then I want them to lose against the Cowboys. And I want them to have the number one pick so that they could trade that pick for a boatload of other picks and see if they can try and get this roster right. Right? That's what I want. I want the GM fired. I want a clean house. I want to start anew, and I want to start from the best position possible with a young franchise quarterback, multiple picks that they will be able to be acquired by trading that first overall pick, and start this new era of Giants football in as good a possible shape as possible. So ultimately, yes, I am pleased with the 16-13 loss. I am happy with Abdul Carter being offsides and negating a defensive touchdown. But what I'm not happy with, what I'm frustrated by, is the neutering of the quarterback. Because that's what's happened. Because part of this plan relies on Jackson Dart being a franchise quarterback for the New York Giants. And while I'm still confident in that, I still believe in him. What's going on here is absurd. And I want to take you back. Because now all of a sudden, you know what's funny? All of a sudden, when we recognize what's gone on since Brian Daboll was fired, suddenly, well, you know, if you look at the numbers, and I'm not going to give you all the numbers because you don't need them. You don't need to see that he threw for 33 yards in this game. You don't need to see. Or you don't need me to tell you the numbers and his completion percentage and his yards and no touchdown runs and everything that's gone on since Brian Daboll was fired. But suddenly, oh, would you look at that? The head coach that drafted him, the head coach who was the leader of the offense, not just the play caller, and obviously wasn't the play caller. And sure, oh, well, Mike Kafka's the play caller. Let's give him a chance. We see how that's gone. But now all of a sudden we want to talk about the impact of firing Brian Daboll. Maybe we should have thought about that before they fired Brian Daboll. That's a thought. Maybe they should have taken into consideration how the quarterback would continue to grow for the rest of this year at the bare minimum without Brian Daboll. Without the guy who trusted him, without the guy who went all in on him, without the guy who pounded the table to bring him in here, without the guy that relationship became extremely successful, the guy who went to him when no one else in the organization wanted to start him against the Chargers, that coach and this quarterback had something going on. Yes, they were losing football games. Yes, they were blowing fourth quarter leads. But I saw a quarterback who had guts. I saw a quarterback who went out there and made plays. I saw a quarterback who played with a level of exuberance that has been completely taken away from him for a bunch of different reasons. And I'm not trying to tell you that Brian Daboll was the savior. I'm done with that. I did that forever. I get it. He lost enough. Fine. But this is the ramifications of what happens. And this is why that coach-quarterback dynamic is so important, and it should not be dismissed, all, you know, just completely because, oh, they blew a fourth-quarter lead. I get it. I get you have to win in this league. But let's acknowledge how important it is when you're trying to develop a young quarterback. And now let's get to what's actually happened, because I do believe what's happened here in part, is Jackson Dart has been completely neutered. And he looks and feels and is coached completely different. Now, let's go back to that Brian Daboll firing. Let's go back to it. Because why was he actually fired, right? For a bunch of different reasons. Clearly losing over the last handful of years. I'm not telling you he wasn't. But that was part of it, right? And John Mara or whoever, apparently someone up high, right? The reports were that they wanted him fired off of the Denver game, and cooler heads prevailed, and he wasn't off of that epic collapse, 19 points. We all know the scores in that game and how they blew that game against Denver, who just had their first loss since before the Giant game this week. So they were ready to fire, but what was the last straw? Right, Jordan Renan, who covers the team for ESPN, put out a tweet before the Bears game, saying that he believes that Brian Daboll is safe the rest of the way unless Jackson Dart were to get hurt. That could be the final straw for Brian Daboll. And what happens? He gets the concussion on a fluke play against the Chicago Bears. They blow that game in the fourth quarter, lose the game, and Brian Daboll immediately gets fired the next day. From that moment till now, the New York Giants organization, the New York Giants head coach in Kafka, everyone down the line has been coaching this kid and coaching the team scared. Scared. There's no more, he doesn't run, right? What's the narrative? Oh, he's got to change the way he plays. He's got to change. They have not only told this kid, like, they haven't even, they didn't just take away his coach. They told him the way you play doesn't work. They took a kid who came into the league, won two big games, uplifted the Giants, was the talk of the NFL. And because he got one concussion, and don't tell me the blue, I understand how many times he went to the blue 10. You know what blue 10 visits that don't lead in concussions are? Nothing!
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He got one concussion, and the narrative around it was you had to get rid of the coach because he cared too much about winning, because he was reckless with his young quarterback, because all he cared about was saving his job and winning games. That's it. That's all he cared about. He didn't care about the future of the organization. He didn't care about the health of his young quarterback. All he cared about was winning football games to save his ass. So he had to go. And what did we tell this quarterback? We told him, you can't play your game. And we're going to be afraid to let you play your game. And we're not going to let you run. And we're going to play a game against the Minnesota Vikings and Brian Flores. And we're going to be so terrified at how smart Brian Flores is and how much he disguises blitzes and how difficult it is to play against him and how much pressure he brings. And we lost an interior lineman right before the game. So you know what? Forget it. Right? We were mad at the coach for coaching to win. Now we're not coaching to win. We're coaching to keep the quarterback safe. We're not coaching to develop the quarterback. No. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Because to me, when a season is dead, what is it about when you have a rookie quarterback you just drafted? Is it about winning a meaningless game against the Minnesota Vikings? Is that what it's about? Do you go there and go, well, I was just listening to an interview Lori had right before me, and I get it, right? Well, listen, they play the cover two, and they don't stack the box, and they're able to run, and I'm listening to the broadcast as I'm watching the game. Well, listen, it's working. I don't know why it's not. Why would you stop running? It's working, right? It's working, right? Yeah, it's working. That offense looked like it's working. These last handful of games down the stretch here is about one thing and one thing only. It's about developing the young quarterback. And it's not, you know, taking his game and dismantling it and not allowing him to be him because you're afraid and you tell him to be afraid and you tell him that the game that got you here, the game that made the entire city excited, the game that made you the NFL Rookie of the Year, the game that raised the fan base's excitement and got us all interested, that game doesn't work. And you should be so afraid of the blue tent and how you play that we have to change it. And we're not going to try and develop you. We're going to let you throw four passes in the entire first half. We're going to take the first half of this game, and we're just going to run the football. We're not going to try and make you better. We're not going to try and put you in a position where you're going up against the smart defensive coordinator, and it's up to you to figure it out. And who cares if you throw three interceptions? And who cares if you struggle? Because this is about you learning and making rookie mistakes and playing like a rookie, like we should all understand rookies will play like. No, we need to make sure that he is protected. Because he got a concussion, and everyone around the NFL likes to talk about how his game doesn't translate, and his game, you can't function like this, and he can't be this way. Meanwhile, you watch the games, week by week, he is getting better, he is sliding, he is doing things. There's a way to help him get to a point he needs to get without making every conversation about him. He has to change who he is. They fired his coach, and they are coaching him completely afraid to let him be him. That's what happened here. That's what's going on with the New York Giants. And everybody was so afraid, if you allow Dable around him, if you allow the losing to persist around him, he's going to ruin him. He's going to ruin this young quarterback. He's going to ruin him. It has gotten so much worse for this kid the second Dable was fired. It has gotten so much worse. They don't have a game plan for him anymore. They don't know how to treat him. They're not trying to develop him. You're trying to develop a quarterback. You don't hide him from this. You say, go figure it out. Kafka's doing the same thing that Dable did, right? He's trying to win football games. And we all got pissed at Brian Dable for trying to win football games. It's about developing the quarterback when the season's dead. Not hiding him. And not neutering him. Look at the body language. Everything about Jackson Dart is completely different than the kid we saw take over this team in week four. Completely different. And I'm sure there's going to be many, well, maybe he's just not that good. Maybe he's just not, maybe. But we're not going to know if we don't let him play the game. And listen, I know he doesn't have a lot of weapons. And I know Slayton sucks and dropped the pass right in his hands. And I know the tight end, as talented as he can be, and as much as Theo Johnson has an opportunity to be a playmaker in this league, he drops way too many passes, goes through his hands for an interception. I get it. I get they lost an interior lineman and then Andrew Thomas went down in the second half. I get it. But you have to go out there and develop this kid. What they have done with Jackson Dart is criminal. It is so, He had an aura around him. Brian Daboll coached the hell out of him. Brian Daboll understood who he was, and Brian Daboll went out there and let the kid be him. And that got him fired. It was the best brand of football the team had played, and yeah, they blew fourth quarter leads because the defense sucked. They blew fourth quarter leads because he made mistakes, sure. Brian Daboll made mistakes. And this isn't about Brian Daboll shouldn't have been fired. This isn't about Brian Daboll's a great coach. And this isn't about Brian Daboll should still be here. Not necessarily, but it's about why he was fired and the impact it's had on the team. And the impact it's had on this kid who's got to be the future. Now, I still believe he has that talent, and as long as they hire the right coach next year, I'm still not trading him for Mendoza. I'm still not doing any. He's still the franchise quarterback as far as I'm concerned. I've seen enough ability. I'm taking my chances with Jackson Dart. But man, oh man, what are we doing in this game? What are we doing? Why are we not allowing him? Like, they don't let him play the same game. They don't want to see if he can go out and attack this defense. They said to themselves, this is a very difficult defense, right? It's a very complicated defense, a lot of pressure, tough defense for a rookie quarterback. We've lost some interior linemen. Let's just run the football. Like, let's not ask anything of him. Let's have two play action passes the entire game. Let's just run the football. Let's take this kid out of his element. And every week after that concussion, let's tell him. Let's leak stories in the media before his first game, right? Or during the week that he got the concussion. Let's leak it that we've been trying to get it into him, that he needs to play different. We've been trying to get rid of. Let's make that the entire conversation around the kid. Let's coach him scared. Let's make sure he knows he can't play his game and his game isn't going to work and his game's too dangerous and who he's been and what got him here is no longer viable moving forward. It's got to be completely different. Let's just completely change everything about him. Let's make him afraid to play his game. Let's coach afraid. Let's just completely change everything. Let's go into a game scared to let him be him. Let's take all the rushing touchdowns away. Let's take all the game plans we had for him. Let's take everything that made him successful and say, screw it. He's been in the blue tent 4 times. Screw it. Let's make him afraid. Let's act afraid. Let's coach afraid. And let's go about trying to make sure that this kid loses the passion that made him him. Like, I'm sorry. That's what's happened here. And it doesn't mean he can't get it back, and it doesn't mean the right coach can't figure it out, but you do that mid-season to him, how do you expect, like, what did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen when you fire the coach who drafted him, the coach who took a chance on him, the coach that made sure he started week four, the coach that believed in him, made him the number two starter or the backup quarterback before the season, went out there, was successful with him, put up points with him, won big games with him, beat the Philadelphia Eagles with him, built a lead in Denver with him, built a lead against the Bears. I mean, we're talking about the Denver Broncos, who just lost their first game in 12 tries, the Chicago Bears, who just clinched the playoffs, beat Green Bay and came back in the fourth quarter, have a chance to be the one seed in the NFC. Those are the teams Jackson Dart was beating. Now he looks like he can't complete a pass. The Chargers are going to the playoffs. He beat them. The Eagles just clinched the division. He beat them. The Denver Broncos hadn't lost in 12 tries. He was up 19-0 in the fourth quarter. Chicago Bears are going to win their division. And are one of the talking points of the NFL, their turnaround. He was beating them. And now we're afraid to let him be him. I'm glad they lost, but in the manner in which they lost and what's going on with this franchise, like, this owner, when they brought in Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, he talked about the idea that they ruined Daniel Jones. They did everything they could to ruin him. They change coaches on him. They changed coaches on him. They couldn't build an offensive line around him. They did everything they could to ruin him. And they've turned around, and I'm really worried they're about to do the same thing with this kid. Because he looks like a different player than the one who first took over. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll talk about the Giants. To get started, the neutering of Jackson Dart, another loss, one of two-win teams, along with the Raiders, who obviously next week is now the Tankathon Bowl, a game they desperately need to lose, and the way the Raiders played, they actually might have a chance. With what they're doing with this quarterback, and the way the Raiders have played, maybe they have a chance they lose this game, because they need that first pick. Desperately. Oh, and please stop telling me that Joe Shane needs to be fired. Can you stop? Like, honestly, I'm tired of the reaction after every miserable loss that Joe Shane needs to be fired. Oh, well, this was clearly it. What else do you need to see? I can't take it anymore. If you haven't, the idea that that should be your takeaway from these games, that's already signed, sealed, and delivered. Like, I don't know. I can't take it anymore. I can't take, well, listen, when is he? Is he? He should be fired tomorrow. Like, I can't yell about that anymore. He should have been fired. He needs to be fired. He can't be the GM anymore. I don't know what this week told us. What did this week tell us? Slayton can't catch a pass. That ain't new. The defense gets bullied down the line at the end of these games. They're not tough enough. Third and 17. Early in the game, the first drive of the game. Third and 11. Third and 13. Boom, boom, easy. On completions short of the sticks. First downs. Third and 17, that big drive that they go down and take the lead. No problem. With a backup quarterback. That's not new. This is... I'm tired of this Joe Shane stuff. I don't even want to have the argument anymore. Joe Shane can't be the GM, but I don't know what yesterday did. What yesterday do? What'd that do? If he won the game, we wouldn't be talking about it? What a joke.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right. 30 minutes in, another 2.5 to go before we take you to 5 o'clock in the Warm Show. 888-808-1019. Ultimately, the best thing that could have happened for the Giants happened. They lost the game. They needed to lose the game. And maybe I'm just yelling at the sky because they know it and they purposely lost the game. I don't know. Feels like the opposite. Feels like they were coaching to win the game instead of coaching to develop the young quarterback, which I don't understand. 7 of 13 for 33 yards. Now, he didn't play well. I'm not trying to tell you he played well. I think that's, but it's part of it. And he's going to have games where he doesn't play well. You can still think, and the amount of people who've hit me up and hit me up on Twitter or whatever, is Jackson Dart the guy? I don't know if Jackson Dart's the guy. Does this change how you feel about Jackson Dart? If Jackson Dart, did we think Jackson Dart would come into the league and never play poorly? Like, never have a bad game? I know he started off. I mean, maybe you expected this game to be his first game and then get better. So the regression scares you. I get it, but I think that has a lot more to do with how he's being coached. How he's being coached, the fear the organization has about how he plays the game. Like, you can't do this. You know, it's funny, too, because I got a lot of flack. Right? I was going to say this, too. I got a lot of flack for my take on the Patriots' hits on Jackson Dart. The hit that they gave him on the sideline as he was tiptoeing for another yard or two. Right? I thought it was BS. I feel like we've seen that a lot, and typically it's running at him and shoving him and not really trying to lay him out where at the end of the play both the defender and Dart go sideways, helicopter style, like John Elway scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl sideways. Like, I thought it was a bit much. Got a lot of flack for that. Called every name under the book. Or every name in the book. This is football. This is football. You got to play football. It's football. What are you talking about? Why are you complaining? Why are you crying? It's football. It's football. It's football. Unless, of course, you're the quarterback. Then it's, hey, you can't play football. You've got to run out of bounds. You've got to get down. You can't even think to play like that. Jackson, you can't. You can't go out there and play football, Jackson Dart. You have to go play completely different. Oh, my God. Don't you know this? I mean, come on. You can't play like this. But when he gets hit, the defenders are just playing football. He's not allowed to play football. Lamar Jackson is. Josh Allen is. Justin Fields is. Michael Vick was. I mean, Cam Newton was. A lot of quarterbacks were allowed to play football. Jackson Dart, not allowed to play football. Not allowed to play football. Not the way he plays it. Nope. Let's put that in him so much that he becomes a shell of himself. So much that his body language changes. So much that we coach him different. So much that we only throw 13 passes and his first completion comes with 2 minutes in the first half. Let's do that instead. That's a good idea. Let's take our franchise quarterback and boil him down to someone who participates in the game, but not an impact in the game. I feel like that's a much better route. It's a much better route. At least he's around, right? At least he's around to play, because God knows you need that first-round draft pick quarterback to throw it 13 times for 33 yards. That's what changes franchise. Just the guy who's there. As long as he's there. Doesn't matter that he doesn't help you win. Doesn't matter that he's not doing anything to impact the offense. As long as he's out there. That's the most important thing, Chris. That he's out there and he's able to throw those 13 passes for the 33 yards. That's what matters. Not that he's dynamic. Not that he uplifts the entire offense. Not that he goes and scores touchdowns. No, that's silly. It's just that he's out there. And we're not worried about him leaving. And we know that he's going to continue to be out there every play to hand the ball off. That's what's important. You're missing it, Chris. That's what we want. We just want him out there. As long as he's out there, that's what's important. Who cares about how he plays? We need him out there. All right. That was fun. I enjoyed yesterday. It's fun to watch. They did lose, though. Let's go. Let's get that pick. Two more losses, baby. Lose next week. And hell with the... With Minshew tearing his ACL and the Raiders playing Kansas City in the final week, they could even possibly win this game and still get the first overall pick. Maybe. Please. Please get that first pick. Please. And please clean house. We all know it. But stop talking about Joe Shane, because they're either going to do it or they're not. And the idea that every week we learn something, we don't. He sucks. He needs to go. We know it. I mean, ugh. And we'll talk around the NFL. A lot of things happen. A lot of teams clinch playoff spots. A lot of crazy games. The end of the Lions game was absolutely insane. I mean, we got to talk about Mike Tomlin. And now, is there another coach that could emerge as the next great, stable, Super Bowl winning head coach that could emerge as a candidate for the New York Giants? I could talk it into existence, maybe. 888-808-1019. Teddy and Yonkers, what's up, Teddy?
Hey, CM. Let's assume that we get the first pick.
Yeah.
Who do you think we should go for? What kind of position?
We should go to the trade position and immediately call up the Jets and say, what are you going to give us for this pick so you can draft a quarterback? And then they should go for every position under the sun, whatever the best player is. You see how many picks you can get? I would imagine at least... two first-round picks, you get the swap. Hopefully the Jets are drafting, or whoever they trade with is drafting in the top five. You get a top five pick, and you get two more first-round picks, and you try and fill as many defensive back, offensive linemen. We'll see if they re-sign Illuminor. With Andrew Thomas out, you're going to really get to focus on him. We'll see if they move him to left tackle. They probably don't. They probably play Bo at the left tackle, but I would try to acquire as many picks as I can and going about helping this roster in every position possible.
Okay.
Your point is I am not taking a player with the first pick. No way in hell.
Okay. Do you think we'll be successful to be able to make the trade then do that?
Yeah. Absolutely. They'll make the trade. Will they make a good one? I don't know. It's going to be hard not to. That pick is going to be worth a hell of a lot. I don't think anyone, like, someone's going to trade up for them to get Mendoza. Someone will. There will be a team that completely buys into Mendoza and will want to trade up for that first pick. There's no doubt. Whether it's the Jets or not, I can't guarantee. They just happen to be the team with the most draft picks and are in the best position to make that trade. But will they want to do it? I can't promise that. I don't know exactly what they're thinking or their take on Mendoza is, but we'll get to the Jets and my fear and why I think it's ridiculous, straight up ridiculous, to just say Aaron Glenn can't be fired. Like, the idea that Aaron Glenn has to be here next year, for what? The stability of the franchise? That's your only answer. His defense has fallen apart. His defense has completely fallen apart. I have no reason, none, no reason to believe that he or his coaching staff have any ability whatsoever to help develop a young quarterback. And you know that's coming. So, like, to me, he's done nothing to make me think he's a good head coach. His defense has completely fallen apart on him. He's still making some of the same mistakes. And even if I do think he could get better, and I think anyone could get better, for what? For what? The only answer is, I don't want to do it year one. It's just, you know, the Jets need more stability, which is a fair argument. But is it like the trump card to say he can't be fired? No, not for me. Carmen and Lyndon. What's up, Carmen?
Hey, Max, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Listen, I never disagree with you, and I 99% agree with everything you said tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But there's 1% about the reason why Dart was playing like this. What think about this scenario?
Yeah.
Tell me if you think anything about this scenario. What if the last three games, the Giants actually sat him down and talked to him about, look, we want you to play the same way you've been playing. He's been starting and everything for next year when we have something to play for.
Mm-hmm.
What if they actually talked to him and made him aware of the fact, or he is aware of the fact, look, we're looking to give you a boatload of guys around you that can help you next year. We want to get this pick, okay? And we want to get this first round pick and trade it to whether it be the Jets that have the players that we want or whatever other team that needs a quarterback like Mendoza. What if they actually talk to him about that and they're not trying to take away the way he plays only for these last three games?
Then, Carmen, then don't play him. Then don't play him.
Why can't they do that?
They can bench him and say we're shutting him down for the season. There's nothing to play for. Yeah.
I thought about that, but I don't mean to talk over you.
That's okay.
But that the fans they wouldn't go along with that. They want to keep the fans in the game. They want to keep them playing. I understand that he could still get hurt, but I don't believe they could bench him.
Well, I disagree with that thought process. Then, if he plays, he should play. If you don't want him to play, then don't play him. You don't sit him down and say, we want a half version of you. We don't care. We want to lose these games, but we want to throw you out there because the, you know, half the building that shows up, we want to give them a show. And we know they want you. So you go out there, we're going to hand the ball off a ton. We're not really going to ask much of you. And you just, you know, go out there and play your game. Don't do anything stupid now. And, you know, that's not... You put him out there and you let him get reps and you let him learn. I don't care if he throws five picks. That's what rookies do. That's what rookies do. I'm okay with him having a bad game. I am okay with him struggling. I am okay with him coming across a very good defensive coordinator and struggling and getting fooled and not recognizing the blitz and not recognizing what they're trying to do and being fooled by their games and showing them one thing and then doing another. That's part of the NFL. I don't want to just hand the ball off and go, well, I'm afraid, you know, he's not going to be good at reading the defense. That's what it is. He's got to learn. The first drive they were running the football at a really successful clip, right? They were the first two runs of the game were like for 15 or 16 yards each. Okay. So like the first drive you're running the ball, make them adjust on some level. And then even you get down to it on fourth and five, fourth and six, and they don't kick. My good, good. Leave the kickers at home. Honestly, I don't care. I don't care if they don't attempt another field goal the entire rest of the season. Honestly, I don't. Go for it. Leave the punter at home. Don't punt. I really don't care. I mean, that's probably a bit dramatic, but you know what I mean. If you're on the other side of the 50, don't punt. I don't care. Fourth and 12, if you're at the 45, you're at the 50, go for it. What the hell are we doing? Go for it. So I love that play call. I love the idea they were aggressive and not kicking it. Who cares about kicking it? We're not trying to win the game. We're trying to develop the quarterback. And honestly, then you know what? Don't play him. If you don't want to play him, if you're going to run him out there and have him make 13 throws, honestly, don't play him. If we're gonna treat him with these kid gloves and we're going to be afraid he's going to get hurt, so we're going to, you know, completely neuter him and take away all the things that make him, then don't play him. And I'm open to it now. If Andrew Thomas has got a hamstring, Andrew Thomas shouldn't play. They need to lose this game against the Vikings, against the Raiders, rather. I'm sorry. They've already lost the game against the Vikings. Check that box. They need to lose this game against the Raiders. If Andrew Thomas is slightly, like I mean, however slightly, that hamstring is bothering him, he should not play. And I do get the idea of not wanting to play Jackson Dart without Andrew Thomas. That's what happened at the beginning of the year. I'd be open to it now. If Andrew Thomas isn't out there and you want to say, I'm sitting the quarterback, I'd rather that than go out there and just hand the ball off and not letting him be him. Because I don't know, like, he's got to learn that. I get it. He's got to learn to get down. He's got to learn to be safer. Again, I am not saying that he doesn't. I'm saying we have seen some signs of it, but the over-dramatic, like, they fired the coach because they ran him. Like, that's what it feels like. Because if it was just about losing, they would have done it off the Denver game. They chose not to. What was the difference? Dart got a concussion, and that was it. Now we have allowed this coach, who is coaching to win games because he needs to save his job. The coach who was coaching to win games, like every fan wants them to do. I think most of us now, at least at this point, understand they shouldn't. But I'm battling with fans left and right about they want to win the game, want to win the game. Brian Daboll is coaching to win the game, but it's not just to win the game. It's to save his ass. So you can't have a coach who needs to win to save his ass like, I don't know, every other coach in the NFL. But that he can't be allowed now because he's risking the quarterback's health. He doesn't care about our young quarterback. So take his coach away. Give him Kafka, who is just showing he's inept as a head coach, and take away all the passion and joy out of Jackson Dart and make it look just completely, completely sterile. That's what it feels like. The kid who came in and completely changed the way the Giants played and brought passion and brought excitement has been completely sterilized. Like, it's just, it's antiseptic. It's just, hand the ball off. We'll throw when we have to. It's just, and you can see it in his body language. You see the way he talks to the media. Sucks. I hate what's happened here with Jackson Dart. Matt in Manhattan, what's up, Matt?
Yeah, I think that the game plan the Giants did today is going to put the fear of winning into the Raiders next week.
I mean, that's possible. I mean,
Geno Smith and Pete Carroll have no interest in losing to help the franchise.
Oh,
they're
yeah, 100% true. Yeah, yeah, no. Pete Carroll wants to win the game.
Their running back should be able to tear through the Giants' defense. So that's the kind of guy that we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, he had a big game today on a long pass and a long run. It's been a disappointing year for him coming, you know, off of the high profile draft pick and everything. But he is a shifty type runner. He can be elusive and has, you know, just coming off a huge monster game. But
yeah.
I get what you're saying, the way they played, the Raiders are absolutely, the Raiders made, instilled a little bit of confidence in me that the Giants could lose this football game.
I think so. And look, I totally get what you're saying, but like, it's now there's only two games left and I don't care what happens, you know, fly blimps, planes, whatever, do nothing. Just get these losses and go away and start fresh next year.
No, I mean, I totally agree. And look, that's ultimately how I feel. I'm just saying, I mean, I want to lose these games. I do want to lose these games, but we have to recognize what's, like, you want to have some confidence in the quarterback. You want the confidence, like, this is why I say he should be involved in the coaching hire. This is why I think he should be involved in the coaching hire. Because why would, if you were Jackson Dart, why would you have any, like, and again, he's under contract. He's not going anywhere. I get it. Why would you have any faith in this organization that can do anything right? Like right now, he's got to be absolutely just like, you think Jackson Dart's happy with the New York Giants right now? And again, a lot of you are probably screaming, who cares if he's happy? Are you happy with them? Are you happy with the New York Giants? As a fan of the New York Giants, you happy with them? Like, this isn't about choosing Jackson Dart over the Giants. No one player is bigger than the Giants. I get it. But right now, what about the way the New York Giants are run would give you... they don't give you confidence as a fan. Why would they give you confidence as a young quarterback who fired the coach that brought you there where you were playing well, and now they leak a story... As soon as you get hurt, they leak stories that they've been trying to get you in. They've been trying to get it to your head. They've been trying to tell you, you got to get down, you got to get down. Nobody wants to listen. Brian Daboll was the reason you didn't, right? Brian Daboll was the guy who was out there telling you to be reckless because he needed to save his ass. Got rid of him. They brought in Mike Kafka as the head coach, kept the play calling, and everything has gotten worse for you. You got to answer questions at every turn about how you play the game and how many times you've gone to the blue tent and, you know, the organization's coaching scared. The organization's telling you you can't play the game you want to play it. Like, I want this kid to understand that this is the place he is going to be and needs to be and can turn this thing around. And right now, it just feels like he's going to be another name in a long list of failed Giant quarterbacks, New York quarterbacks. If you're going to treat him like this, just don't play him for the next two games. Honestly, I'd rather see him not play than have that game plan for him. Gus in Ridgewood. What's up, Gus?
Chris, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I think this might be my first time actually speaking with you. Good luck in the afternoon.
Thank you very much.
With you then as well, my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely, my friend. The other caller kind of stole my thunder, but I'll see if I can add a little bit of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's my thought process that the way the Giants have been playing, and I really think they're deep diving. Because we as fans, we can't ask for a first-round pick and for our team to be competitive the rest of the way and try to win games. It's either got to be one or the other. Mm-hmm. Now, I do agree with you. If Dart's less than 100%, you got to shut him down. He shouldn't be out there if there's an injury reaggravation risk. But if he's legitimately cleared, like doctors cleared him, but we all know the coaching staff knows he's less than 100%, you got to pull him back with the full knowledge that he'll have even more weapons drafted alongside Neighbors and Scat. I mean, he's already shown he's an elite QB against the Chargers, against the Eagles. He showed his moxie against Denver. And he has a foundation to build off of. And those games happened while the Giants were still playing for something. So I think the confidence is absolutely there. I just don't think that you can bench a healthy Dart if he's legitimately cleared, because the NFL doesn't want teams to blatantly really show that they're deep diving.
You think that's like? Listen, I'm number one. I'm a big tank guy. I think once the season's dead, I want them to lose. Now I think everyone joins you with the last couple weeks of the season. I've been on this for a couple weeks already, but I think even when we talk about that, we understand that the coach and the players aren't going to go out to do that. You think they're purposely losing these games? Or that they're telling Dart not to be good, and we are going they're doing it not just for his health or to really, you know, like protect him a little bit. Like, you think the game plan to run the football was designed to lose the football game?
The honest truth is, I don't want to think that as a fan. I don't want to think that our team is intentionally losing.
They're not.
But I mean, the signs are all there. We have the perfect opportunity to take the number one pick, parlay that into multiple first round picks, and really, really adjust the trajectory of our franchise.
No, of course. But you know what? Honestly, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But like, do you know what they offered to trade up? Do you know what they offered to trade up to get Cam Ward? Do you know what they offered to Tennessee?
I don't recall.
They offered a big time package to trade up and get Cam Ward. They believed in Cam Ward. They beat the Colts the second to last game of the year, or the third. Yeah, the last home game of the year with Drew Locke. If they like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they wanted that first pick then too. This is not the first time they tried to move heaven and earth to get Drake May and trade with New England. We all saw it on Hard Knocks. Brian Daboll and the Giants loved Jaden Daniels, loved him. They would have done anything to be able to draft him, and yet there they are beating Green Bay with Tommy DeVito. This is not the first time that the first pick, it might be more sexy to you because the fans are terrified to draft quarterbacks. The fans never believe in a quarterback. The fans are never ready to take that leap. Jet fans are going to tell me the same. I'm telling you, I'm going to talk to a ton of Jet fans today, the rest of the week, up until the draft, that don't want to draft Mendoza, don't want to take the chance. The team isn't ready. Team sucks. We never develop a quarterback. There are so many quarterback busts. Like, that's going to be the narrative for a lot of Jet fans around the draft, that they do not want to take the quarterback. So there's probably a lot of Giant fans today who feel differently than they have in the past years, where tanking actually makes more sense to them despite not needing a quarterback, because you're going to get a bunch of draft picks and that's more appealing to you than making the mistake on drafting the quarterback. Like so many of you believe they will, or they don't have the foundation around them to build the quarterback and make it successful. So you're looking at this different. Like, this is the perfect year. Last year was the perfect year. The year before that was the perfect year. Jaden Daniels, Drake May could be the quarterback of the Giants right now. I love Jackson Dart. I do. Drake May is going to win the MVP. He just beat Baltimore. He's right there to win the MVP with Stafford. He just beat Baltimore. They're going to win that division. They're going to win that division. I like Jackson Dart. I really wish Drake May was the quarterback of the Giants. It's always a good idea to get the higher draft pick. Always. This is not the unique, perfect season. It's just maybe more appealing to a lot of you because you're afraid to draft a quarterback. And this is an easy one. You trade it, you get a bunch of picks. Don't get me wrong. I agree with you. I want them to get the first pick really bad, but I wanted it last year, and I wanted it the year before. This isn't new. This isn't the perfect year. This isn't the perfect setup. It's not any better than the last couple of years. They did not try to lose this game on purpose. They did not dial back. They dialed back Jackson Dart for two reasons. One, to protect him a little bit. And two, because they thought it was the best chance to win the football game, because rookie quarterback against this defense and against this coordinator can be scary. And they felt running the football against that defense that doesn't stack the box and plays the cover two, they felt running the football was their best chance to win the football game, plain and simple. And they put that above developing the young quarterback, and I disagree. But I'm glad they lost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.